Nico is upset every time.
Because we're little eggs!
Little eggs!
And I'm Brian.
I'm special guest John.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Christopher, the littlest egg.
Heroes.
And I'm Bill, and these are some of the Bills, really.
Because there are totally only five people in this episode, let's just go right into the title.
There are two Bills.
I waited.
Anybody who wants to and should speak up.
Yeah.
They wanted to be audience, apparently.
That's fine.
So there's two Bills and two Megans.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Double.
There's
Megan.
Much sex.
One of, one of the Bills is a dog.
But
the other one
still
is,
so he is passing out.
Yeah.
He is so happy right now.
He's not a regular host of this show.
This is really good radio.
Yeah.
wrong program, Brian. That one was canceled.
No one freaked me
The
out.
Two people that were at all listening to that are the one that left.
It was beautiful.
Meg was in on it, too.
Hey, I wasn't in that.
Yeah, you were in that episode.
I was in the episode.
What was Meg falling down?
Inadvertently.
Are we recording?
Yes.
We are. It's horrible.
Because we got soda in our hands.
You have soda in your hand.
It's a
classic. Many people have soda in their hands.
These are all our hands.
Here, Brian.
Our hands are small, we know, but they're not yours. They are
our own. Oh my god, no.
Why do we have so many bottles?
There's only four. What are
Wait
you talking
a minute.
About?
That's way more than
so
usual.
So many bottles.
We're going to have to drink them all.
Because I have
There
four
are
each.
Eight of us. We'll only have to drink
half each.
6 ounces apiece.
Even though my hands are small.
It looks like fruity bullshit. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, no. This,
oh my god.
We have not even named this soda yet. How long have we been recording, Bill?
15 minutes.
A minute and a half. It's delicious,
really?
Big red, delicious.
No. It's delicious, big red, different.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious, big red, different. Guys, you're going to be able to taste the delicious, the big, the red, and most importantly,
the
different.
Oh,
which
you'll
does
definitely
different
be
taste
able
like
to taste
clove cigarettes and hanging out at the mall after hours?
No, it tastes like, you know, think of cinnamon gum, but yesterday's cinnamon gum.
So, like the wrapper that you've licked and stick to your best friend's forehead?
You have different friends.
I wonder what a best friend is like.
It's a lot like this.
Oh, dog toy.
Good radio.
Yeah, I'm good at sports. Let's crack this monster. Oh, no, there's so many.
Okay, here we go.
It's the same one.
Bill, get up in here.
Drop mine on the floor. Good. I'm sharing half of my soda with I don't know who.
Oh, does it say stuff
the other
on
Megan?
It?
I don't know.
Could
Do you want some?
Sure.
There you go, other Megan.
I'll take some soda.
Yeah. I'm offering you the soda to pour the cup.
This immediately smells like
princess
one of those pull apart Twizzlers,
cup.
Hesitant. Okay, here. Anyone?
All right, let's get the nose on this guy.
No, it smells like a cherry Twizzler. That's all I have to say.
I thought you wanted
me to smell both of them.
Yeah.
No, this is a
okay,
Twizzler bouquet
so
right here.
So the story behind this
Actually,
is
I think
I was
smells
driving,
more like red vines than Twizzler.
I was driving back from St. Louis, and where do I stop
Twizzler
when I'm driving back from St. Louis?
Ooh,
Springfield,
abomination.
No.
That Johnny Cross.
Lincoln was on the way down.
On the way back, too. What's the place called?
I'll eat it.
Is that
going
to be...
I'm
not
going to
purchase it today.
So, people are talking, but
Chicago
I stopped at Cracker Barrel, and I got this big red. It smells like
I thought
like
Cracker
fucking
Barrel was a restaurant.
It smells like fucking, everybody.
The kind of fucking that gives you a yeast infection.
Big red
could
be
got way out of
so
hand.
This is cast?
Bill, can you take my name off this episode?
No, you are now the primary host.
All right, everybody, welcome to Bill's SodaCast, hosted by Christopher. We're about to give it the nose. It smells like candy. We're about to give it the mouth.
Tastes like candy.
It does.
It tastes exactly how it smells.
I immediately regret this because it is so sweet and terrible.
Yep.
Like,
you have to drink your whole glass.
No, I
didn't.
That's
just Bill.
Just Brian and I.
It tastes like
Wait. No, if Christopher wants to get in on that,
oh, yeah,
too.
No, you're a host now.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a host, so I have to drink the whole glass. Because he said so.
All right.
We didn't drink the whole the title of our SodaCast.
Yeah, there is some cream in there, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm tasting
it. It is creamy,
now.
Fruity bullshit. Mm-hmm.
But I can taste every single artificial flavoring listed on the ingredient
It tastes
list,
like
which
you...
is called artificial flavor.
Yes.
Yeah, like I was going to say, every single vine. One listed is artificial flavor.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Into simple
yeah.
syrup.
Yeah, you dropped a red vine into your glass of cream soda, and you picked it up and ate it. Like, that's what this tastes like.
Yeah,
that's
that
true.
Is the soda. All right.
Meg, you need to oil your rocking chair.
I feel like I feel like if I were H, I would think this is the best soda ever.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, you're not going to hear from me for a bit, because I'm just slamming the rest of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, all right, oh, ready? Gosh. 1, 2, 3.
Big red slam.
Oh, man. Holy shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Time out. What the hell?
Big red
too
slam.
Far. Brian,
goddamn, Brian.
Oh.
Oh. I think that was.
That
a,
actually was
I think
a really
big
nice burn.
Out of his mouth just then.
Oh. I get the
Are
different
you accepting
now.
Marriage proposals?
Oh. When do I get the delicious?
I am not sure that after that. Oh. That I am in a state of mind that I can legally accept marriage proposals.
I'm honestly, I'm fairly sure that after that, you probably can't reproduce.
It's like there was 5 minutes of conversation that I was just absent for.
Did you black out after drinking that beer?
Did I? How long?
Did you
We've been recording an hour.
No, it's just that way.
We'll edit this in post.
Yeah.
We'll put all the voice tracks.
Did we actually ever make that show, or did we just talk about making that show?
What show?
We'll fix this in post.
The fuck are you talking about?
Okay, we must have just talked about
that
it.
That was part of the 5 minutes we lost.
I don't even remember talking about... What are you talking about?
That was like 3 years ago we were talking. It was like, we should make a show that basically just the run... Why is this recording? This is a terrible show idea.
But my brother and me already does that. Their running gag is, we'll edit
yeah.
that out. Well, and so does...
Every
in fact,
show,
every good
except,
podcast.
Yeah,
so
most, every bad podcast.
That's
we
true.
Do it.
okay, backing up, I want to catch you back up to where we are. We're little eggs.
We're
little eggs.
Little eggs.
I feel,
well,
I feel
just
one
just
with
three
all
of us are little
you.
Eggs.
You're right.
The big red connection that's in each of us, I can feel
that. It's different.
They will
it's delicious.
Find it.
I feel
the
first
big red connection.
The lovers. The dreamers and
hey,
me.
They aren't drunk. I promise.
They're drunk on sugar.
We're drunk on eggs.
Drunk
on artificial flavoring.
As usual.
I feel like I just need a big face full of snow.
I really wondered where you were going with that.
Snow is a slang term.
I really feel like I just need a big face full of what word could you put in there? Like anything.
Just leave a pause and let the listeners put in their own words.
Listeners, don't you feel like you need a big face full of...
Brian.
Happy birthday, Brian. From all the listeners. All three of them.
Sid, David, and Kurt.
Me.
Kurt listens to them.
Yeah, yeah, Kurt does listen to them. Kurt is my...
one of the three listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Get your shit together, Meg.
Sheesh, Meg. Even Christopher knows who Kurt is.
I like my name that way. I appreciate what you were going for, but I really like the way it turned out. I would appreciate having my name hyphenated from now on. Thank you.
Done. With your host, Christopher.
We'll just call him Topher.
Nope.
No, because that's already a name.
What's that?
All right, so back to this soda. Wait, no, front that. Back to my name again. Soda's terrible.
This is a horrible soda.
Okay, so
the
let's,
thing
tell,
is,
let's
the
tell
thing
stories.
Is,
I don't think this is a terrible
it's
soda.
It's unapologetic. It knows what it is.
It knows that it's just artificial
yeah.
flavoring
no,
and sugar.
No, it
and
is straight up fruity bullshit. I'm not saying it's not fruity bullshit.
It is made with real sugar, though.
I've had fruity or I've
name,
had bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Its name is Big Red.
It's very ambiguous.
It is, like,
it is big,
red.
It's red. It goes right in the Bob rule of it's fire truck red. Don't drink it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I looked up that stuff on the.
Yeah, I saw that.
I kind of want to buy some and chug it and reenact this Bob scene.
He is a machine gun that shoots rocket ships into the future.
Oh yeah. Okay. So do
direct
we
direct quote
need?
We need to do an analogy.
Okay.
My analogy is fuck this shit.
That's not an analogy.
That's pretty direct, man.
You just took the GRE, Meg.
She used up all her words.
Blank.
All she has left is...
GRE stands for great, really English.
Meg. Section of the GRE, fuck this shit.
So you should probably apply those skills.
Big red is to fuck this shit.
As?
As a blank.
So they are to both this bad. Shit.
This okay. Soda is like going to Disney World when you're 24 and knowing you would have had a much better time if you had been able to go to Disney World when you were 6.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't top that.
Seeing somebody buy this soda would be like seeing the guy with the fedora buying action figures.
Or you just like, kill. Or you just feel secondhand embarrassment.
My Little Pony action figure.
Yeah.
I'm not
even
gonna make a joke about
action
that.
Action figures, I guess, or maybe they are.
They're action figures. He just shoves them all into the cart.
They're fully posable.
Or better,
you mean fully ponyable.
Oh. 35.
35 for you?
What's your number?
Oh, much lower than that. Oh, out of 100? Oh, 100. 12.
54.
12.
54.
Yeah.
I would like to pour
it
more than water.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I like it more than water, and I like it slightly less than that other drink. That
okay,
the other
I want everybody to pay attention to this. Meg's description of this soda was... Fuck this shit.
And she likes it more than water.
And it is better than average.
Meg's had a hard
time. Meg is hard to please.
No, she's very easy to please, Brian.
No. She thinks it's better than average, but her rating of it is fuck this shit.
She needs X goddamn extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's 80 plus.
Unless she is talking literally fuck this shit, in which case...
I would not recommend that.
No, let's not.
Let's not do this.
In which case, do it quietly, please, because I'm on the other side of the wall.
22.
Sure. Anybody? I'm going to go with the 30, sure, why not?
A 30, sure, why not?
Wow.
Put that in the calculator.
Right.
All right, I haven't given an analogy. This... And because it's Big Red, I'm going to say is the Red Sox, which are...
I don't give a shit
that's
about baseball.
That's a baseball team.
Yes, it is.
So that they play cricket?
They play baseball, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's like American.
Is that the game with the bats or with the egg-shaped ball?
Yes. Is that the one where they were the tight hands?
So now,
is there the oblong ball?
I am really sorry if I am wrong about this, but...
No, you're not.
That is European.
Well, I don't think most people... that are listening are going to care anyway. It is my understanding that the Red Sox are a reasonably good team. Not the greatest. Not the worst.
They're a team you know the name of.
Eggs. I don't think they've ever won. You're making a sports analogy
they
about
won
a team
series
really
won.
Yeah. Their name does not make any sense
to me.
I thought
it was
the
World
Series
got like 40 like minutes for the last like 100 years, but they won the World Series in like
the
2011
Cubs
or something.
Horrible.
Yeah, it needs to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Needs to yeah, it's the Cubs who haven't won
where,
since the fall
where,
of the Ottoman Empire.
Where are we going here?
Anyway, so, Big Red.
Big Red is like,
it's like
they are the Red Sox in that it's reasonably good at what it does, but I don't give half a fuck about what it does, which is being fruity bullshit. This is pretty good fruity bullshit, but it's fruity bullshit, so I don't care.
I beg to differ.
It's not even
very good fruity bullshit. It's like
sure it is.
Aspartame cherry bullshit.
Jesus, there's no aspartame.
Begging you.
I know, that's what makes it so terrible because it tastes exactly like there's aspartame in it and gives me a headache like there's aspartame.
Whatever it is. I'm not
it's
correcting
aspartame.
You. I'm not
just,
correcting
yeah.
you. I'm just
hey,
being ridiculous.
It might be how the
Super
British say
you
something.
Can't spell aspartame without Sparta?
You
hey, Bill.
You
can you do something that will cause
think.
John harm from where you are?
No.
I could. It's impossible.
Could you please, Christopher?
You pronounce chemicals wrong.
Sometimes sugar
God, I
John's
hope the mic
cut.
Caught that.
There's
I'm
no
sure
way that the mic didn't catch up that giant knife.
I'm gonna say 34.
Huh?
34.
I couldn't hear you over John.
Okay, for the next episode, can I axe kick John?
And you can give analogies
yes.
or just how you feel in a number. Mm. I don't care.
You can feel bad. Bad is
20,
okay.
20
yeah.
I guess.
20, I guess.
The name is very deceiving. This is called the Big Red. I thought it tastes like
27.
Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I knew it wasn't gonna be cinnamon
like
going in.
Cream soda.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't
worse.
Cinnamon going in, but. There's still time.
He said butt.
Sorry. However,
he technically said going in butt.
Yeah, it wasn't cinnamon going in butt. Okay. I'm gonna listen to this later and I'm gonna be embarrassed at how much noise I made with
We
chair.
Gave it 27.125.
27.8.
Way too high.
Yeah.
Certain someone. No chair graphite.
Yeah. So, Big Red, you'll be different later. Let's end this episode with just a solid minute of John in this chair.
Alright, everybody, silence.
Not doing it. It even ruined that. Thanks, Big Red.
Yeah.